The US report for the Kia Sorento, boasting class-leading safety, first-in-class tech, and now winner of Car Sales Car of the Year. Go to kia.com.au.
Harley Carnes joins me from the United States, and all unemployment's going up, Harley.
Yeah, the weekly jobless claims unexpectedly moved a lot higher last week, despite the hopes that we were getting ready for a big recovery. Initial filings for unemployment totaled 419,000 for the week. That's well above expectations. Anything above 250,000 a week is a bad number, and we live there. The jobless total was the highest weekly count since May 15th. Now, all that negative stuff aside, there is a positive side to it. One, continuing unemployment claims actually went down just a little bit, but that's a good sign. And it won't be long before the extended unemployment benefits are going to be ending. That'll force people to go back to work. Right now, they're happy to collect a paycheck and just not do any work. So the full expectation is a dramatic improvement in unemployment numbers in the fall when that happens. That's both sides of that cloud, you know, the silver lining and the ugliness.
Rightio, there's a debate at the White House about masks. Don't start me about masks. There's no cases here, and we have to wear masks all the time.
Yeah, well, we've got the White House is having a little internal debate whether or not we should go back to wearing masks. We haven't been wearing them. And they're going to get an awful lot of pushback if they try to do it nationwide for this reason. 80% of the new COVID variant cases are in just three states. So if you're not in one of those three states, you don't want to put a mask back on. You can bet on that. We're also not overly concerned about catching viruses in this country, not if they're not going to kill us. And the death rate from this variant is certainly a lot less than the original because we know a lot more about it and how to deal with it, how to cope with it, how to treat it and everything else. So there's going to be an awful lot of pushback if they say put the masks back on, because it won't be long before they'll say shut your business down again. And that doesn't make any sense to anybody around here. You know, we had 22 million people forced out of work and tens of thousands of businesses that were put out of business because we were afraid and because we didn't know exactly what to do. And then when we did, we overdid everything else. So I'm not so sure what they're going to do, but it's a big debate. And it means that in those areas, perhaps, they may be having to may have to put the mask back on for a while.
Yeah, maybe they will. And maybe you'll have to wear it when you see these guys. Harley, have a listen. Now that's a banger. And tell us about the Rolling Stones tour.
Yeah, they're back on, which is another sign of the end of the pandemic in this country anyway. It's called the No Filter Tour. It was canceled because of the pandemic, but now they're ready to put it back on the schedule. Those that were the events that were, you know, canceled, they're not going to have to be able to reschedule them, but they're going to be in St. Louis, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Nashville, Minneapolis, Tampa, Dallas, Atlanta, Detroit, and Austin, Texas. And they're also adding three new dates, New Orleans Jazz Festival, and then Los Angeles and Las Vegas. They'll close it all out at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas on November the 6th. So it's really exciting stuff. And, I hope I can get to see them this time around. It would be really great because all of these guys got really gray whiskers. And we don't know how long they're going to be able to keep doing this. They seem to be ageless. The Rolling Stones.
And it's called the No Filter Tour. And the question for you is, did Keith Richards ever smoke ciggies with no filter? He must have had a million cigarettes.
I think he's had everything known to man that smokes.
I wonder if you'll need to wear a mask or be double vaccinated to go to a Stones concert.
I think he's immune to everything.
Exactly.
He's immune
right.
to everything. Right. Yeah, he's pickled.
Play it again. Talk to you Monday, Harley.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.